In this question, you will read a short passage on an academic subject and then listen to a talk on the same topic. You will then answer a question using information from both the reading passage and the talk. After the question, you will have 30 seconds to prepare your response and 60 seconds to speak.
Read a passage from a biology textbook. You will have 50 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now, listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened to a certain type of insect, a moth, a red and black moth that lives in Europe. These moths eat a plant called ragwort, and they live in fields where the ragwort plants grow. Now, there was a group of moths that lived in one of these fields, and for many years there was a lot of ragwort growing there. So the moths had plenty to eat, and the total number of moths in the field stayed pretty much the same. But then one year, it rained a lot less than usual, and the ragwort didn't grow as well. The result was that the moths didn't get enough to eat, and many didn't survive. But even the ones that did survive didn't lay as many eggs as before. So that year, the moth population in the field was quite a bit smaller. The next year, though, the amount of rainfall returned to normal again. Many more ragwort plants grew, and once again, there was a lot available for the moths to eat. So that year, the moth population increased, and the female moths laid many more eggs than the year before. And now, after all that rainfall and plant growth, there were just as many moths in the ragwort field as there were before.
Explain the concept of carrying capacity, using the example of the moths and ragwort.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.